Longfellow Mountains. Maine's mountains seem like lonely islands rising from the peneplain, assuming maybe grandeur just because they're not surrounded by competing neighbor peaks. A few are clustered, Mount Desert, Mahoosuc's, but none range so auspiciously collective as the White Mountains of New Hampshire, the Green Mountains of Vermont. Monadnocks, they are called, American for the Abnaki, meaning solitary height. For centuries, they've held their ground, providing wary outlooks to the land and sea, being the initial or the final weary challenge of the Appalachian Trail, the highest point of the Atlantic seaboard until Rio de Janeiro, and the first to greet the sunrise in the USA. These mountains each acquired a moniker, Abnaki, French, or English, dubbed by those who walked and worked the maniac terrain. How else explain Picked Chicken Hill, Misery Knob, Poco Moonshine, Saint Sauveur, or Toenail Ridge? Yet, in 1959, Maine's legislature deemed there was a need for a collective name, so the Longfellow Mountains, they en masse became. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was born in Maine. Now, all its mountains claim the cachet of his poetry and fame. What would he say today in grateful tetrametric trochees, being honored so? It's just as well, perhaps. He does not know. It seems his name, collectivizing mountains, never did catch on. Though, it appears, sometimes, on mountain maps.